Hi, my name is Vanessa Rodriguez, and I am a third-year doctoral student at the Harvard Graduate School of Education. The title of my thesis is Designing a Model of the Teaching Brain. My work is sponsored by the Hauser Foundation through the Harvard Initiative for Learning and Teaching. Allow me to begin my two-minute description now. Did you know that while all animals can learn, only humans can teach? That's right. Teaching is specifically a human endeavor. Only we can formulate a theory of the learner's mind and adapt our teaching accordingly. We do this all of the time. Whether we are in a classroom or not, we teach. However, we are not born with this ability. Around the age of 3, children begin to naturally teach, and it's not because they have students in a classroom preparing for a major exam. They teach because they must. It is part of our very human nature and our natural cognitive ability. It's actually what sets us apart from all other species, and yet we know very little about the act of teaching. In contrast, we have made great strides in understanding the learning brain. There is now strong evidence to show that the learning brain is dynamic, variable, and context-dependent. Learning development occurs in a web-like fashion, not a stepwise ladder. Actually, students have individual learning pathways. Neuroscience research on the learning brain is abundant and has offered implications for brain-based education. However, that only covers 50% of the equation for educating effectively. Teaching is that other 50%, and we have yet to explore it. We need to understand the teaching brain and study those underlying biological, cognitive, and psychological processes that occur in our brain when we teach. I am developing a model of the teaching brain so that we can invest effectively in comprehensive brain-based education. My work seeks to uncover teaching-specific patterns and individual pathways of a teacher's unique signature. In order to understand the interactions between teacher and student, we must have both brains in mind.